Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Like the official Todd and Tyler Radio Empire page on Facebook for show updates and more. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know, every time you we do something on the show, there's always somebody that I say, "Well, that's nothing," and then they say something else, like we did the ghost pepper bit right there from the yesterday show and the appetizer.
Oh, yeah, there's always somebody
try who fire. Who can stick that fire in your mouth. It's hotter than that. I mean, it's not a competition. We're just talking about what we had yesterday. And Petey brought up the Reaper. And then people say, no, it's hotter. It's straight fire in your face is hotter.
I ate hot coals right out of the fire pit.
Exactly. You guys are nothing. That is nothing. That's just life, though. That's everybody, you know. We all got that guy. We all got that guy in our life. We just happen to have a lot of those guys in our life because we do this for a living.
I can top that one.
I can top that one.
Those guys are great to have a conversation with because they always got a better story.
Yeah. I think that sometimes you...
And everybody's got one of those in their life.
Everybody does. Yeah. See, but we have more because we have social media and we do a show for a lot of people. So we always have that guy or those people that step in. Oh, you try that.
Now, we did get a note earlier that said if you eat bananas before you consume the hot peppers, that lessens the effect a little bit.
I understand that, but I think that food that hurts is not food, you know?
No, I was...
I mean, I don't mind some hot things. I had some gumbo last night, and I could probably light this place up later on this morning. We'll see what happens.
Just listening to that segment, which just aired, if you're just joining us, we had the hot pepper talk.
Yeah.
My eyes started watering.
Yeah, exactly, right.
My nose started running just listening to it.
I mean, even Petey spit it out, and he'd apparently be the guy that can handle that. And like you, and you said you used to be able to handle more of that stuff than I could.
Yeah,
sure.
I think I'm more tolerant than the average guy. But
and I never really cared to top that, you know.
Does your
fire in my face.
Does your son eat that?
No, he didn't try that.
Okay.
That's why I brought it in.
Yeah. Why'd he buy the damn thing, man?
You know,
put it in guys' jock straps. It's,
oh, okay.
Gummies? Yeah. he had another one, too. I should have brought that one in. So, because I told you I had the... he does have a habanero one. I had the... What are the three?
Jalapeno.
I had a jalapeno one the other night. A bite of one. It was a little hot, but I could handle it. But he does have habanero. I should bring that in. Which won't be as hot as ghost pepper, so he's probably able to handle that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just light it cold, stick it in your ass, burn your face up. That's hot.
Yeah.
But milk cools it.
I took
your
that,
face is on fire, just put milk on it.
That ghost pepper, and I put it in my butt.
And I didn't drink anything. And I just sat there and dealt with it, and I was the man. And that was cool. Hey, watch this. It's that guy. Hey, watch
might
this.
Might want to try that during a wild sex session. Just have a dab. Have a dab.
On whose butt, though?
Ghost pepper.
On your partner's butt?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, don't put it on your own butt. I would not suggest that.
She might not she or he might not dig that if you're doing it to him without telling him.
They may walk out.
What was that? That feels pretty good. No, it feels not good at all.
That may be the end of the session.
And they're going to have to sit in a barrel of milk, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You'd have to sit there. That might work, you know. Soak your ass in milk. Feel a little better about that.
I think we've gotten a similar call to that in the past from a female. That,
yeah, that's right. We did. A guy was doing something, and he was touching her and blah, blah,
and
blah.
And literally ended up in a bathtub with milk.
Yeah. Right.
So speaking of this week,
I can see that if he'd eaten something and then the tongue went elsewhere.
I think this was not the tongue.
Oh. So I parked a car yesterday after the show, and I had the HD2 version. And if you live in Omaha, Z92 has an HD2 channel if you have HD in your car.
It's all Todd and Tyler all the freaking time.
Yeah, so I'd forgotten about it. So I turned it off, and then we all got in the car last night to go somewhere, and the show's right on, so you turn the radio on. It's 24/7. On HD2. And right now, you don't flip over because it's live right now what we're doing. And that's only in the Omaha area. The stations aren't doing that as of yet, but they should. They really should. So it was right about that the bit when the woman sat on the dude's face, you know. And I let it on for a while because my son was in the back. You know, he's like, you're not paying attention. Becky's in the front seat. My daughter's not with us. And I'm thinking, how long is it going to take for somebody to realize what we're talking about? Because I start going, get off me, get off me. we mentioned, is she hot looking? You go, no, she's not. And they're not even paying attention. I mean, it's just like, it's dead.
Well, they both have their phones. they don't need to listen to you.
Well, I know, but it's like, it was really hardcore, you know? I mean, it was a great bit. We talked about a lady that chased her boyfriend or husband around and sat in his face and wouldn't get up. I mean, sat in his face with her pants off, right?
Right. You can listen to it.
She had pants off. She was crazy.
You can listen to that as background noise.
Yeah, you could. I was just letting it on. I'm thinking, okay, let's see what. Then I started thinking, did I say anything about somebody else sitting on my. And I'm going to make sure I didn't make that story personal. And I didn't. But, you know, it is what it is. So that's HD, too.
Yeah, I just went back to look at the comments on that on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, chick with the mohawk.
Yeah, they're not kind.
Yeah.
They're not kind.
Yeah, Craig was trying to be kind, and that was weird, you know, because there's nothing good about that.
No.
At least the photo.
She's
a dude, man.
Butchy and mean looking.
And just, it looks like a dude.
And doesn't look like she really puts an emphasis on personal hygiene.
No, that's another part. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you'd be begging for a ghost pepper up your ass.
Which might be why she got the no in the first place.
But they're boyfriend and girlfriend.
Even like he knows, said, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's probably seen her looking worse.
And smelling better, maybe, too.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not maybe. Smelling better.
Well, better than what she did that night, you know.
Was that the report that she
We've
was...
We've had some crazy women. No, we just assumed she was
stinky.
Okay. We just assumed
that. Well, she wanted it. He said no, and then she proceeded to beat him up and sit on his face to force him.
Now, if we do that story the other way around, that's rape.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the other way around, we're not even joking about that story.
Absolutely.
The other way around. But this is, you go, girl. You make a munch yet. You go, girl.
To the Facebook's credit, I haven't run across that comment yet.
Good. Because some things I know that, I should say, hypocritical. Not hypocritical. It is kind of hypocritical, but the fact is that... the guy getting sat on is funny, and a guy doing it to a girl is rape, and that's not funny. So sometimes women are allowed to do stuff that they shouldn't. Yeah, but although that's pretty scary.
Yeah, because one
I've been,
segment
I've been slapped before.
Of but, the you know, population has suffered from a little more trauma.
Exactly.
When it comes to that.
That's exactly right. It's like we always say that white guys shouldn't describe racism. And they try.
Oh,
they try. Nothing racist about that. He just said cornrows in his head. Yeah, that's...
Best race experts I know. The best people I know who determine what's racist
conservative
and
white guys.
What's not are white guys.
Or just white guys in general, right?
Not necessarily conservative
that's
white
true.
Guys.
That's
just
true.
White guys in general.
That's true.
How's that racist? Well, I don't know. Ask someone of color.
I was watching a little bit of your boy Herm last night, that 24/7. I want to go play for Arizona State, mainly because when they leave the locker room, which just looks pretty nice, they get to play outside in Phoenix. It's not cold ever, you know. Now, granted, it's hot in the summer, but it's hot in the summer up north, too, for that matter.
I don't know where their practice facility is, but they bus them.
Well, they bus to the indoor one, if you notice that.
Okay.
I noticed that, too, because when a couple times they walked out and they were outside, but when they all hopped to that bus... The quick shot after that was that dome.
Okay.
An indoor dome that probably was too hot. So that's probably where the bus, they probably had the bus to that.
They must go there when it's particularly hot.
That's
out.
What I thought, yeah.
I know they have their training camp at elevation.
Right.
Yeah, about an hour and a half away.
Now, I haven't seen the other ones before, but a lot of times I love how they always concentrate on the guys that are also great students. on those kind of shows.
Oh, yeah, you got to feature
it. They never concentrate on the guy that's just barely getting through and ain't done dick. Because there's plenty of those guys in college in general, let alone on the football
team. No, you don't follow anybody to basket weaving class. No, you follow the good students.
This guy was like interning at the Mayo Clinic, the one dude. I'm thinking, okay, yeah, it's good for him, man, but follow the guy that's just getting through with a communications degree.
Let's hang out with just a meathead for a few minutes
because
the football team is full of those.
Dude, can you help me?
There's got to be a Gronk on the team
somewhere.
Certainly. Paying some smart guy behind the library to do his test. I want to see that guy. Because there's plenty of them. Don't say everybody there is smart, because not everybody's a great student. Some people are average students, some people are bad students. You
guessing the university would have an issue with that.
I know.
They probably don't want that.
Every show about a college football team features the smart kids.
Yeah, the student.
The student athlete. Shut up.
The student.
Our guys just lifting weights, eating, and barely getting through. Come on.
Bro.
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 But it's good, though. He's a good coach, and you're winning down there.
I found it interesting.
Yeah. I haven't seen the other one, so. I haven't even seen Penn State's. So I haven't seen it yet.
And he pointed out
that, are they rerunning those, or are they just running them?
Facility-wise, most of the major programs are pretty much on a level playing field
easily.
Right now.
Yeah, easily.
And
yeah.
I guess they're going for the whatever the NFL model is at Arizona State. So, good.
And they have the patron saint of Tillman, too, by the way, who they just worship the whole time.
They do.
Rightly so, I guess, You know,
I haven't seen this one yet. I saw it was on last night.
Yeah.
The times I have seen Herm, he seems like one of those guys who could very easily just fire you up. I could see how dudes would want to run through a brick wall for
one
him.
One of those coaches gets to the place at 5 in the morning and works out first before everybody shows up, and that's crazy.
Yeah.
Especially at his age, but he's in good shape. But I'll tell you what, when he's sitting down with Marvin Lewis, and you think of what you want about Marvin Lewis, but he coached in the NFL for years, you got two head coaches in the NFL. As your coach.
Well, there's another...
Why wouldn't you go there, Todd?
The linebacker coach, I think, played in the NFL.
Why wouldn't you go there?
A couple position coaches were NFL guys.
Jeez.
I don't know.
I'd go there.
I went there.
I'd go there.
But, my football career was cut a little short.
Cut short, yeah.
The facilities.
Maybe that's the reason your neck's still hurting.
Yep.
Career, right?
That's absolutely.
That could be it.
Because,
banging your head against the wall?
No, I was...
Going 20 miles an hour?
I was smashing people.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. And they didn't teach us technique then.
Yeah.
I was just a punisher. I wanted to make sure they thought twice before coming down the middle into my zone.
Damn right. Whatever position you played. Craig Evans, Petey Mack.
Safety. I was a hard-hitting, strong safety.
There you go. Thirsty Thursday. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.